It was stupid to have hair so long, she thought. Stupid, snobbish, impractical, a waste of time and insulting. Why should I have to be preened and groomed like I'm a pedigree show horse? It's a wicked, filthy tradition treating women like that, just so that I look the classic beauty part for some ghastly, clot-head young gentleman. What do looks matter, and especially looks that come from a pseudo-mythical past on another planet? I already have my man. She clenched her stomach muscles again, squeezing her guts hard as she held her breath. Her nails dug into her palms painfully with the effort. Her head started to shake, skin reddening. It didn't make the slightest difference. She let the air out of her straining lungs in a fraught sob. Angry now, she squeezed again, let out her breath. Squeezed! Nothing. She wanted to cry. Her shoulders were shivering. She even had the hot blotches round her eyes. But there were no tears left. She was all cried out. Her period was at least 5 days overdue, and she was so regular. She was pregnant with Joshua's baby. It was wonderful. It was horrible. It was a wretched great mess. "Please, Jesus," she whispered. "What we did wasn't really a sin. It wasn't. I love him so, I really do. Don't let this happen to me. Please." There was nothing in the world she wanted more than to have Joshua's baby. But not now. Joshua himself still seemed like a gorgeous fantasy she had made up to amuse herself during the long hot months of Norfolk's quiescent summer. Too perfect to be real. The kind of man who melted her inside, even as he set her on fire with passion. A passion she didn't quite know she had before. Previous daydreams of romance had all sort of blurred into vague unknowns after her tall, handsome champion kissed her. But lying in bed at night, the memory of Joshua's cunning hands exploring her naked body brought some most unladylike flushes below the sheets. There hadn't been a day gone by when she didn't visit their little glade in Wardley Wood, and the smell of dry hay always kindled a secret glow of arousal as she thought of their last time together in the stable. "Please, my Lord Jesus!" Last year, one of the girls at the convent school, a year older than Louise, had moved away from the district rather abruptly. She was from one of Stoke County's more important families. Her father was a landowner, who had sat on the local council for over a decade. Gone to stay with a wealthy sheep-farming relative on the Isle of Cumbria, the mother superior had told the other pupils, where she will learn the practical aspects of house management which will adequately prepare her for the role of marriage. But everyone knew the real reason. One of the Romany lads, in Stoke for the rose crop, had tumbled her in his caravan. The girl's family had been more or less shunned by decent folk after that, and her father had to resign his council seat, saying it was due to ill health. Not that anyone would dare do that to any branch of the Kavanagh family, but the whispers would start if he took a sudden holiday. The tarnish of shame would never be lifted from Cricklade, and Mummy would cry because her daughter had let her down frightfully badly, and Daddy would... Louise didn't like to think what her father would do. "No," she told herself firmly, "stop thinking like that. Nothing terrible is going to happen." "You know I am coming back," Joshua had told her, as they lay entwined by the side of the sun-blessed stream, and he said he loved her. He would return, he promised. Everything would be all right after that. Joshua was the one person in the galaxy who could face up to her father unafraid. Yes, everything would be fine just as soon as he arrived. Louise brushed her fearsomely annoying hair from her face and slowly stood up. When she looked in the mirror, she was an utter ruin. She started to tidy herself up, pulling up her panties, splashing cold water on her face. Her light flower-patterned dress with its long skirt was badly creased. Why couldn't she wear trousers or even shorts? She could just imagine Nanny's reaction to that innocent suggestion. Legs on public display? Good grief! But it would be so much more practical in this weather. Lots of the women working in the groves did. Girls her age, too. She started to plait her hair. that would be something else which changed after she was married.